Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the long story of from this Madhya Leela chapter. It's called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing at Rathyatra in the Bhav of Ras Leela. We heard yesterday that the Lord was, again, there's some, because it's this idea about Lord Chaitanya being pleased with King Prataparuja's tucha seva, menial service of sweeping the street. Because he has entered into this dancing leela to please the Lord by reciting a verse, so Lord Chaitanya is interacting again with King Prataparuja. This is text 61. Sakshate na deya deka parokshe tunaya ke bujite pare Chaitanya chandra maya. Although the King Prataparudra had been refused a personal interview with Lord Chaitanya, he was indirectly bestowed causeless mercy. Who can understand the internal potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Chandramaya, the Maya, that means, it doesn't mean the illusory potency. There's Yoga Maya and Mahamaya. So Maya means energy, potency, potency of illusion or potency of connection. Yoga Maya is a potency of union, the potency of connecting with Krishna. And Mahamaya is, Mahamaya is a potency of getting disconnected from Krishna, the potency of preventing our connection with Krishna. Sarvabhauma Kashimesha Dui Mahashai Rajare Prasaradeki Haila Bismaya. When the two great personalities, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Kashi Mishra, saw Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy upon King Prataparudra, they were vismay. They were astonished. He matalila Prabhu kaila katakshan apanega yena natcha na nija bhaktagan kabuweka murti kabu hana bahu murti Karya Anurupa Prabhu Prakashaye Shakti Lila Veshe Prabhur Nahi Nijanu Sadan Nija Jani Lila Shakti Kari Samadan. Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes, Emata Lila, for some time in this way. Mahaprabhu personally sang in kirtan and induced his personal associates to dance. Nija Bhaktagan, Nachana, Nija Bhaktagan. According to his need, Mahaprabhu sometimes exhibited one form and sometimes many, Ek Murti, Bahu Murti. This was being executed by Lord Chaitanya's internal potency, Prakash Shakti. Karya Anurupa Prabhu, Prakash Shakti. His potency of revelation, the revelation potency. Prasya Shakti Rivadaya Shriyate Sabhavaki Jnana Balakriya Cha. Then Bhagavan Sri Krishna has many, many potencies, unlimited potencies. 16 major potencies, but so many secondary potencies, and this is Prakash Shakti. Naham Prakasha Sarvasya. Naham Prakasha. I am not manifest to the fools and the unsurrendered. So what makes God manifest? What energy creates the manifestation of God or Krishna? What enables us to see Krishna? Or what power or potency enables us to have darshan? It's the Prakash Shakti, the potency of revelation, the potency of manifestation, the potency, the seeing potency, Prakash. Kari Anurupa Prabhu Prakash, seeing all these different forms, was manifest to some devotees upon whom Lord Chaitanya bestowed his Prakash Shakti. But those who did not receive the Prakash Shakti could not get that Prakash. Indeed, Mahaprabhu forgot himself in the course of his transcendental pastimes. But his internal potency, knowing the intentions of the Lord, made all arrangements. That's very nice. Icha jani lila shakti kari samadhan. Lila vesh nija anu sandana. So Mahaprabhu was lila vesh. He immersed in the lila, dancing for the pleasure and the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan, dancing with all the different gopis, and Krishna dancing with all the different kirtan performers. And as Krishna dances with all the different gopis in front of Radharani, and Radharani's in the center. And of course there's one Krishna there, but then Radharani's watching. So similarly, now Radharani is dancing with all the gopis in the view of Krishna. Where is Krishna? He's riding on the chariot. Jagannath is Brajendra Nandan Krishna, so Lord Chaitanya is Radharani in Radhabhav, Mahabhav Radharani. So now as Krishna danced with each and every gopi for the pleasure of Radharani and for those gopis and became absorbed, Lila Vesh, absorbed in that Ras Lila Vesh, now Mahaprabhu in Radhabhav is dancing with all the Sankirtan performers for the pleasure of Krishna and Jagannath, absorbed in the Lila. So then his internal potency made all the arrangements. So this is a mystic power that he presented himself simultaneously in each and every Sankirtan group. Most people thought that Mahaprabhu was one, but some of the devotees saw that Mahaprabhu was many. So at the Rasa dance, all the gopis that were dancing with Krishna thought Krishna's only with me. But Radharani and Lita and a few sakis, they could see, oh, look, Krishna is dancing with all the gopis. Because this is what Radharani wanted. Radharani wanted all the gopis to experience Krishna, to enjoy Krishna's association on the night of the Rasa dance. Because Radharani is the biggest sharing person. She's a real sharer, whatever you say, a team player. She doesn't keep Krishna all for herself. She wants Krishna. Radharani's lying in the kunj with Krishna in the most intimate conjugal embrace. And she says, oh, Shyam, I'm tired. I want to rest a little bit. So much dancing, so much honey wine drinking. I want to rest a little bit. And there's so many other sakis and other kunjas anxiously waiting your arrival. Why don't you go to their seva kunjas, Alita Vishaka, Tungavidya, Rangadevi, Sudevi, and please all of them. And Shyam says, I don't want to go. I want to stay with you. Why should I go there? If I have you, I have everything. Because all the gopis are only your minute expressions of your bhavas. And you're the sum total of Mahava, Surupini, Radharani, Ki, Jai. No, but it will please me if you go. It will really please me if you go and satisfy all my sakis. All right, dasosmi. If this is what you want. So then Krishna goes. So Krishna's dancing with all the gopis in the Rasa dance, and Radharani's seeing, ah, this is nice. Look at Krishna's dancing. But all the gopis that are dancing with Krishna, they don't see Radharani, they just see Krishna. And what is their abhiman? What is their mentality? What do they think? Krishna is only dancing with me, not you. Pride. Every woman has her pride. Not that men don't have pride also. They also have pride. The gopis have pride. Man. You've heard of man? Man means pride. And Krishna has to break Radharani's pride. Dehi parabalavam vajaram avtavam. Man bhanga lila. The pastime of breaking Radharani's sulking mood, her love sulk, her pouting. I'll not speak with you. I won't talk to you. Ah. This is pride. So then Krishna goes, oh Lita, please help me. Oh Vishaka, please help me. No, all the asasakis are like a fortress of resistance. She says no, we say no. Out! Don't come back either. with flowers in your hand or sweets or kind words and your crown or your peacock pagri, out. Nothing's going to work. No cajoling, no beseeching, no praying, begging, out. Don't come back. Ah! Ciao! Krishna leaves the kunj. What to do? Then he goes, Rupa Manjari. He goes to the Manjaris one by one. And maybe if he's lucky, he finds some newcomer, Sakhi, some new Manjari that's a little bit softer hearted. Hey, Manjari, do you think you can help me break Radharani's pride, her man? Maybe. What will you give me if I do that? That's some little bribing, no? If you help me break Radharani's man, I promise that the next opportunity I will give you the prasadi pan, tambul, that I receive from Radharani's mouth. I will spit it into your hand. How about that? Yeah, it's not bad. Not a bad reward. What else? That's all? And they play. The Manjaris play with Krishna. And he starts crying. He's looking at the Manjaris. Please, help me. The supreme controller of all, you know, the Adikarta, the Sarvakarna Karnam, the Jagadishwara, the Adipati, Jagatpati, everything, Jagannath Krishna. He's folding his hands and saying, please, oh Manjari, please, can you help me? Amazing, astonishing. This is Gaudiya Siddhanta, the great jewel that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give to the ears of the sincere, dedicated souls. Fortunate few, as they say. The fortunate few. Somehow, by some unbelievable stroke of mercy, all of us have come in the line of Mahaprabhu's merciful glance. When Mahaprabhu, when Mahaprabhu danced, he forgot himself and he was simply absorbed in ecstatic bliss. But Mahaprabhu's internal potency arranged everything perfectly. This is the difference between the internal and external potency. In the material world, the external potency, material energy, Mahamaya, can act only after one endeavors at great length. But when the Supreme Lord desires, everything is performed automatically by the internal potency. By His will, things happen so nicely and perfectly that they appear to be carried out automatically. Sometimes the activities of the internal potency are exhibited in the material world. In fact, all the activities of material nature are actually performed by the inconceivable energies of the Lord. But so-called scientists and students of material nature, they are unable to understand ultimately how things are happening. They evasively conclude that everything is being done by nature. They do not know that behind nature is the potent supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Mayadyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena konteya jagatvi parivartate. This material nature, which you are all students of, is one of my energies, said Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, and you should understand that it is working under my direction, not yours. And this energy is producing all moving and non-moving beings. Under its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. This is a very beautiful and very inspiring sentence. And this purport that catches our attention, and I hope it does yours. And that sentence is, when one is in Maya, material energy, forgetting God and disconnected with God, he has to work in order to do anything, to accomplish anything or to do anything in this world, because this is, the material world is characterized by two qualities, avidya and karma. There's lots of ignorance and lots of work to be done. We have to work so hard, first of all, to remove ignorance from our beings, because we're born ignorant. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. We have the Sambhava, we have the basic, we're born stupid. We're born fools and ignorant. So we have to use a lot of energy or work, karma, work to remove ignorance. And once we remove ignorance and get a little bit of knowledge, then we use that knowledge to work some more. We use that knowledge to move forward in life and attain the things that we think we need and think we want. That's called work. So what are you doing? I'm working. Oh, naturally, this is the world of work. This is the world of work where everybody works, and this is a world of ignorance where everyone's stupid. And the spiritual world is a world of enlightenment and the world of cognizance. Such sat dham, chit dham means, chit dham means a world of awareness, the world of knowledge. It's a world where everybody knows, and it's not a world of work, it's a world of play. It's the playland. They have these places for kiddies, playland and play world and fun world. That's Vrindavan. It's playland and fun land and fun world. There's no avidya, there's only knowledge. There's no work, there's only play. Where work becomes play. It's all play. It's lila. Lila means play. Divine play. And Krishna is the play lord. Lila Purushottama means he's the supreme lord of play. He's too playful. He's always joking and playing and laughing and skipping and running. And it says that when one practices bhakti bhajan, then his life becomes joyful. Brahmabhuta prasannatma. I read that somewhere in Bhagavad Gita. And one becomes prasannatma. And it's Kevala. And then Lord Chaitanya said the same thing. He said, listen, folks, if you take up this Nam Bhajan, if you take up this process of Nam Bhajan and Nam Kirtan, Kevala Ananda Kanda. This Kanda, this practice, this activity, is nothing but joy, bliss. And then Anandam Buddhivardhanam Prati Padam Purnamrita Swadhanam. One will taste bliss at every step. So now this is the sentence. That's the preliminary. That was the warm-up. Now this is the one I want you to listen to, which we'll close on. So now we saw that side. We're comparing and contrasting ideas here. The material world and now the spiritual world, and material energy and spiritual energy, and how the material energy works and how the spiritual energy works, and how forgetfulness of God works and how remembrance of God works. These are the comparing and contrasting elements here. The celestial and the mundane, or the mundane and the supra. The mundane, material, and the supra. Supra mundane means transcendental, supra. So the mundane, so we described the mundane, now we're going to describe the supra mundane, which is transcendental, divine. So that's one side. Now the other side, it's like this. But when the supreme, when Krishna desires, everything is performed automatically by the internal potency. That means everything is accomplished with no work. It is just play. It's just bingo, it happens. It's not, doesn't take 10 days, it doesn't take 10 years, 10 lifetimes. It happens in a spark. If Krishna's mercy falls on our head, we attain bhava in the snap of a finger. Boom. Not 10 years sadhana, 10 lifetimes sadhana in a second. And this can apply to devotional endeavors. We engage in devotional seva. Seva is not karma, it's seva, it's not work. Ultimately it's play. Our seva to Krishna becomes our play. The gopis are serving, gopis are doing seva, Krishna seva, but it's play. We're doing Krishna seva, but it's not play. Why are we not experiencing our seva as play? Because of the covering of work and ignorance. Because of the covering of karma and avidya. So therefore, Rupa Goswami defines pure bhakti as jnana karmadhyana avritam. Jnana karmadhyana avritam. Uttam bhakti is free from the coverings of work, karma, and ignorance. All material knowledge and jnana is ignorance. Unless you're engaged in prema seva, that's a degree of covering of ignorance. So when one is executed, when one is on the level of uttam bhakti, and he's serving the Lord, doing all the very same activities, it becomes play. Because there's no covering of karma, work, because he's not in karma cycle, and there's no covering of ignorance. Is it clear? And that's prema seva, bhava seva. He's chanting, he's serving, you're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he's saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. There's a difference, no? So then, it's such a beautiful praise. Prabhupada said, when the Supreme Lord desires, everything is performed automatically by the internal potency. Now this is the one I want everyone to... By Krishna's will, things happen so nicely and perfectly that they appear to be carried out automatically. Sometimes the activities of the internal potency are exhibited in the material world. Now this particular phrase, any seriously surrendered devotee who's been serving Krishna and Guru for some time will directly experience in his life this very phrase. I think everyone sitting here that's done serious Guru Seva will know what I'm talking about. And I'll give you the example. Here, I'll read it again. By Krishna's will, things happen so nicely and perfectly, they appear to be carried out automatically. This is Mandya Leela chapter 13. Chaitanya Charitamrita Mandya Leela chapter 13, verse 65 purport. So we're putting on some Janmasthami program at our college. We've never done this before. We don't know anything about this. We're just a little kid. But we have a desire because our guru asked us to do this. So we pray to guru like anything. And we pray to Lord Nisringadev to remove all the impediments. And we pray to Krishna like anything. And we cry and we chant. And then somehow everything happens so nicely and perfectly, it appears to be carried out automatically. Every single thing falls into place. The stage, the performers, the musicians, everything's on time. Everybody comes, it doesn't rain, and there's enough prasadam, it doesn't run out, we have extra, and it's nice coverage in the newspaper, and everybody gets a book, and everybody chants Hare Krishna, everybody takes prasadam, and everybody has a wonderful time. And it's like a miracle, it's miraculous. And I, in my 36 years of Krishna consciousness, I've had this experience hundreds of times. And he's had hundreds of times. So this is not imagination, this is reality. Even there's many devotees sitting in this audience have also had that experience. And they look back and say, how did it happen? How did we do it? How did two brahmacharis put on a Rath Yatra in San Francisco? And they started out, they had no money, no manpower, no support, nothing. And 30,000 people attended the Rath Yatra. It was the first Rath Yatra right by the Capitol and Washington Monument. And from that Rath Yatra to this day, the same Rath Yatra is still going on with the same parade route, which was never done before. It was a miracle. It's an absolute miracle. Everything just fell into place. The money, the carts. Can you hear? Now look at the impossibilities. A temple with no Jagannath deities. There's no Jagannath deities in the temple. A temple with no Jagannath carts. And it's never been done before in the city. There's never been a Rath Yatra before. And the temple president will not give one person his manpower. And there's no money. He won't even give a broken down jalopy vehicle to use to collect anything. The two brahmacharis looked at each other and said, well, Jai Jagannath. And we prayed to Prabhupada, and we prayed to our beloved godbrother Chaitananda, and we cried and cried to Jagannath, please Jagannath. And it happened. Bingo. And to this day, that was in 1981, and the Rath Yatra is still happening every year in Washington, D.C. This was Nagaraj Das Brahmachari and our lowly self. And of course, Prabhupada and a host of others. But I mean, that's, let's say, the example. That, and when we look back, I can say, yes, by Krishna's will, things happen so nicely and perfectly that they appear to be carried out automatically. Sometimes the activities of the internal potency, yoga maya, are exhibited in the material world. So only by the influence and action of yoga maya, the spiritual potency acting through us in this material world, was that possible feat executed. It was all glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to Sri Krishna. We are simply nimitta matram, instruments in the hands of the Lord. All the credit, they did it, and it's, here's how they did it, and we just watched it happen. Like, you know, you pick up a pen and you go like this. You wake up, oh, look, a book. Did you write the book? And then, but somebody has to put their name on it, so you write Baladev Vidyabhushan. You write Baladev Vidyabhushan. And the book is called what? Govinda Bhashya. It was written by Govindaji. Radha Govinda Deva Ki Jai. He didn't write the book. He says, I didn't write it. How can I write it? So this is the action of yoga maya. So if anyone's a new devotee and they haven't experienced that, when they do take on a service and they really surrender, they'll see it hundreds of times as the years go by. And it's real strong confirmation of the existence of Krishna, yoga maya, and the beautiful power of pure bhakti. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.